WCGR 88.5 FM. By students, for students.
And the bass keeps running, running, and 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 running, running, and
in this context, there's no disrespect, so when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. The inhibition, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, girl, it's pulling me out. You wouldn't believe how we wild. We turn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's turned out. Act up from Northwest East side. Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoned, come on, get started, come on, get it started.
Control a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it. Y'all hear about it, the P's will do it. Get started, get stupid. Don't worry about it, people will walk you through it step by step like an infant new kid. Inch by inch with a new solution. Transmit hits with no delusion. The feeling's irresistible and that's how we move it.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoked, get started.
All right, so this is the Jake and Joe show now. I'm Jake.
I'm Joe.
There we go. And we are going to start off this spring semester with a Bible verse. We're going to go to Isaiah 40, 29 to 31, where it says, "He gives strength to the weary and increase the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." I thought that was a really good verse.
Well, it's in Remember the Titans. I mean, can't go wrong with that.
Right. It's just started off this semester, you know, so.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, the show is going to be on Mondays.
I don't know how much I like that.
I know. Start off the week.
Yeah, well, let's talk sports.
Let's do it. So yeah, we're not going to preview all the games that played since like the last show to this show, because that's a lot.
That would take a few hours.
Instead, we're going to go by sports, starting with the men's basketball team. We're just going to review the season so far and then talk about the remaining games left of the year. So the season has been quite a rocky one.
Yeah.
Just looking at the record.
It's not, yeah.
With a 2-20 overall record and a... I can't even see the conference record. That must be it's bad.
Yeah.
But it's 1-something.
I actually live with one of the players, and he was saying that as bad as their record is, they were only a few games out of conference, like just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah. If they actually won out from CIT, they had a chance at making it, which is nuts.
Yeah, that's not a good sign for the conference.
No. They are currently on a 6-game losing streak. Their next action is Dominican on Wednesday. That is this week. That is home. And then they actually, their last 3 games are all home, with Wednesday, Saturday, and Tuesday. So that's going to be pretty cool action right there. Saturday is the pink out game.
That's going to be a big one.
Yeah.
That better be a big turnout.
Yeah, big turnout. There's actually a pizza party for whatever building has the most people.
Is it really?
There is.
That is definitely worth going to then.
Yeah, especially if you're on campus. Yeah. I'm still bothered that I can't find out their record. Why can't I find this? I don't know. Oh, 2-11.
Oh, better than your 1 prediction.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like double as good.
That's the perk right there. They have... lots of people on the team. So yeah, you know, a lot of returners, I feel. There's not many seniors on that team.
Yeah, I don't think they're losing a lot of guys, so they'll definitely have experience.
Right.
They've got a freshman starter at point guard, don't they?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he should improve.
Right.
They'll have guys step up. They'll do better next year.
Yeah. And currently in this conference, we don't have anyone in the points per game, rebounds per game, in the top 5, I mean. We don't have anyone in the top 5. Field goal percentage, there's no one in the top 5 for any of the...
Where are you looking at this?
Men's basketball stats.
Oh, stats. You're talking about stats, I suppose.
Yeah. We're not in the top 5 for any of those categories. So, I mean, all we're going to do is improve. Now we're going to talk about women's basketball. They are on a current... They... 1-game winning streak. Yeah, 1-game winning streak. They won the last home game, I believe. They played Marion. I was wrong. It was away. I'm bad tonight, man. They won, though. I watched that game. It was online. They won 62-56. At one point earlier in the year, they had a 6-game winning streak that was going into CIT. And then they hit CIT at a 3-game losing streak. But they are currently 8-14 and 8-6 in conference. That is good enough for third place in the South Division. They currently have... Jessica Ginky leads a conference with 15.7 points per game. Watch out because M. Kroll from MSOE has 14.9, and her real first name is Megan. M. Kroll. But Jessica Ginky also leads, is fifth overall in conference for rebounds with 8.2. We might have a caller. Let's see. But yeah, so, I mean, women's basketball is a lot, it's a different story. So, we should be seeing something pretty soon. They're going to go to the playoffs, hopefully. Oh, we got our first call of the night. This is the Jake and Jake Show. Hello?
Hi.
Hey, who is this?
It's Kristen.
Hey, Kristen, how's it going?
It's good. How are you?
Good.
Excellent.
Hey, so I hear we have this big Saturday basketball game coming up.
Yeah, it's the 9th, and we're playing MSOE.
MSOE.
Mm-hmm.
M-Crawl. All right. You know anything about MSOE?
Not really, no.
Okay. Well, they're currently 2-11 in conference and 2-17 out of conference, and they are at the end of the North Division, if you cared.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But what's so special about the ninth?
Well, the ninth is our play for K. Like, we're playing for, like, the breast cancer and everything. So pretty much, like, Friday the 8th, we're selling T-shirts for everyone to wear. They're our Lady Cougar pink out shirts, because everyone who comes to the game, we want to pink it up and pack it up, like, as much as people possible to come, like, wearing pink, supporting the cause, like, all that good stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Are you guys getting colored shoelaces?
I think so, yeah.
That's always my favorite part.
It looks so
yeah.
cool.
It looks so what?
It looks so much cooler.
Yeah. So do you have anything, like, fun to tell us about the team this year?
Well, we've been doing really good. Like, a couple weeks ago, you know, like, we had a really good run. We won 5 straight games in a row, and that was, like, the first time, like, since, like, 1986, I think they said, was, like, that we won so many games in a row. But, like, the best thing about this team is, like, how close we are and how, like, we all get along. And, like, I know a lot of, like, school teams would ever say, like, they're a family and all that, but, like, we seriously are, like, we're all, like, sisters. Like, we all tell each other everything, and, like, what's great about, like, the breast cancer thing is, like, even though, like, my coach, like, asked me to, like, do a lot of it, like, they've all helped so much, like, set up posters and, like, decorate and, like, just put, like, a whole bunch of contributes in. Like, they've been absolutely great, and I love them.
All right. So, who would be the player to sing in the shower, and what song would they be singing?
It'd probably be either Hannah Rummel or Kelly Gastella, and they'd be singing, like, Fire and Rain from Camp.
All right.
Song, whatever, right. Camp Rock, I think it is.
What would Jessica Ginky's spirit animal be?
Her spirit animal?
Yeah, her spirit animal.
Can you? What is a spirit animal exactly?
The animal inside of your spirit. You got an animal for Jess?
I don't know. Probably like a monkey because she's goofy.
All right. I was thinking more like on the lines of maybe a giraffe because she's tall. I'm not saying she's a giraffe. I'm just saying she's tall. But, you know, a monkey, I guess, works. I don't know which one's more offensive.
I think the giraffe's a little more offensive.
You think the giraffe's more offensive?
Yeah, she knows she's goofy.
Yeah, monkeys are, like, cute, and giraffes are just...
I know she's on the floor, so you might as well, I mean, ask
I'll her. Ask her later.
All right. Hey, is there a reason why you wear 15?
No, that's just the number that was left for me to pick.
Wow. This is good stuff right now. All right, well, thanks for calling in, Kristen. You have a great night.
Thank you, no problem.
Go Cougars.
Absolutely, go Cougars.
All right, that was the first caller of the semester.
I was really hoping she would say Tim Tebow for number 15.
I don't know, man. People these days don't have any questions, I guess. Or good answers. Who doesn't have a number?
Well, I mean, it's hard when you're under pressure on the radio.
All right, so you wore 45 this year.
Yeah.
What's so cool about 45?
Well, a couple of things.
See, my point, though, is you have reasons on why you wore that number.
Well, some people don't. Like, some
she
people
just hasn't
don't
found
care.
That yet, I guess.
Some people just don't care. Like, maybe she'll stick with 15 for the rest of her college career, and that'll be, like, what she does.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll find out, I guess, next year.
We will.
Yeah, so you're going to go to the basketball game on Saturday?
Yeah, it's a football team event.
Oh, look at you guys.
Yeah. Doing fun stuff together.
Talking about the football team, let's talk about the football coach.
Oh, yeah.
The coaches and possibly the son.
We got new people. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I heard.
We just started our off-season stuff last Wednesday or Thursday. It's going really well. The transition's actually going a lot better than I expected.
That's awesome to hear.
Yeah. He's a lot more intense than Coach Priest was. I mean, in a good way. I don't want to make Coach Priest sound like he was kind of, you know, laid back at all, but he's very he's very detail-oriented and very nose to the grindstone kind of a guy, whereas Priest is kind of like, oh, we'll get it done.
All right.
But yeah, it's going really well.
That's awesome. I just want to remind our listeners that if you want to call in and add any insight, any awesomeness to this, you can call in at 708-488-4242. Or if you live on campus, it's extension 4242. And we might talk a little bit later about other sports. But right now, I think I'm going to read this promo. CU Chicago has gone mobile. Finally, your schedule, your grades, and all the latest campus news is at your fingertips. So what are you waiting for? Go to the iTunes store and simply type CUC Mobile in the search bar. Download the free app today and officially become a Concordia Cougar on the job.
Awesome.
I don't know. Oh, it's on the go.
On the go, yeah.
I was going to be like, on the job. That's real weird. I don't know if I want to do on the job. I don't want to be a cougar on the job.
No. On the go, though. That's exciting.
That's exciting. Let's see. What do you say we go to a song now?
We could do that.
All right, here we go. We'll be back in 3 minutes and 46 seconds. This is Remember the Name.
In lights, he just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat of the mic. He feels so unlike everybody else, alone in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know. But no, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure his click stays up. That means when he puts it down, talks picking it up. Let's go.
Who the hell is he anyway? He never really talks much, never concerned with status, but still even him starstruck. Humble through opportunities given despite the fact that many misjudge him because he makes a living from writing raps. Put it together himself, but a picture connects. Never asking for someone's help, but to get some respect. He's only focused on what he wrote. His will is beyond reach, and now it all unfolds. The skill of an artist. This is 20% skill, 80% fear. Be 100% clear, cause Ryu was ill. Who would have thought he'd be the one that set the West in flames? And I heard him wreck it with the crystal method, name of the game. Came back, dropped mega death, took him to church. I like Bleach, man. Ryu had the stupidest verse. This dude is the truth. Now everybody giving them guest spots and stocks through the roof. I heard him with that stock.
This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name.
They call him Ryu, he's sick and he's spitting fire and Mike. Got him out the dryer, he's hot. Found him in Fort Minor with top. But a nihilist porcupine, he's a the type women want to be within. Rappers hope he gets 8 years in the making, patiently waiting to blow. Now the record with Shinoda's taking over the globe. He's got a partner in crime, his is equally dope. You won't believe the kind of that comes out of this kid's throat. He's not your everyday on the block, he knows how to work with what he's got, making his way to the top. He don't think it's a comment on his name, people keep asking.
asking him, was it? Giving that birthday doesn't stand for an acronym. No, he's living proof. Let him rock in the booth. He'll get you buzzing quicker than a shot of vodka with juice. Him and his crew are known around as one of the best. Dedicated to what they do and give 100%. Forget Mike. Nobody really knows how or why he works so hard. It seems like he's never got time because he writes every note and he writes every line. And I've seen him at work when that light goes on in his mind. It's like a design is written in his head every time before he even touches a key or speaks in a rhyme. And those other fellas he runs with, the kids that he signed, ridiculous without even trying. How do they do it? This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name. This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name. Fort Minor, M. Shinoda, Styles of Beyond, Ryu, Talk.
And we're back.
Hello.
All right, perfect. So sometimes you're just feeling down. It might be a 7 a.m. tennis practice.
Or a 5 a.m. football practice.
Or a 5:15 lifting.
Yeah, that sucks.
So I just want to do a little encouraging, keep the motors going, you know, stay excited, I guess. And I found this video a couple of days ago, and it's been posted since the 24th. He has 7 million views.
Well, it's awesome.
I just want to say this 6-year-old is like a superstar.
He's going to be on Oprah.
I think he already was.
He couldn't have been. It's been a week.
I know.
Well, 2 weeks.
The 24th.
So.
Yeah, that was
almost
last week.
Almost 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's almost 2 weeks.
That's... It's crazy how much
this
kid's good.
Well, he's awesome, and
we're gonna encourage you guys to be better yous because Kid President wants you to be.
The world needs you to stop being boring. Yeah, you. Boring is easy. Everybody can be boring, but you're gooder than that. Life is not a game, people. Life isn't a cereal either. Well, it is a cereal. And if life is a game, aren't we all on the same team? I mean, really, right? I'm on your team. Be on my team. This is life, people. You got air coming through your nose. You got heartbeat. That means it's time to do something. A poem. Two roads diverged in the woods. And I took the road less traveled.
It hurt, man!
Really bad.
Rocks, thorns, and glass.
My pants broke.
Wah!
Not cool, Robert Frost. But one day we were two paths. I won't be in the one that leads to awesome. It's like that dude Journey said. Don't stop believing. Unless you dream stupid. Then you should get a better dream. I think that's how it goes. Get a better dream and keep going. Keep going, keep going, and keep going. Will Michael Jordan have quit?
Well, he did quit. Well, he retired. Yeah, that's right. He retired. But before that, in high school, what if he quit when he didn't make the team?
He would have never made Space Jam.
And I love Space Jam.
What will be your Space Jam? What will you create will make the world awesome? Nothing if you keep sitting there. That's why I'm talking to you today. This is your time.
This is my time. It's our time.
We can make every day better for each other. If we're all on the same team, let's start acting like it. We got work to do. We can cry about it, or we can dance about it. We were made to be awesome. Let's get out there. I don't know everything. I'm just a kid. But I do know this. Because everybody's due to give the world a reason to dance. So get to it. You've just been pep talked. Create something that will make the world. world awesome. Play ball. Everybody, we're all working hard to make this an awesome year for other people, and you guys are doing it. You've been super encouraging to me, so I want to return the favor. You know who needs some encouragement? Pass this pep talk along, and let's get the whole world to dance. I'm dedicating this video today to my friend Gabby. She's a cool kid, she likes playing games, and she's fighting cancer like a boss. And to all you watching, who encourages you? Send them this video and let them know. So get to it. Bye.
That has to be one of the best encouraging videos I've seen in a long time.
What makes it so great is he's so inspiring, but at the same time sounds just like a younger Bill Cosby.
Yes, Bill Cosby.
That's what it sounds like the entire time. I was thinking that's a six-year-old Bill Cosby.
Which I read on Facebook somewhere today, a really good Bill Cosby quote, and I have no idea what it said.
I remember seeing that too. I'm going to find it.
I remember looking at it and going, wow, that was so good.
He's got a lot of great quotes. He's really smart.
He is really smart.
Oh, no, it was a word to the – you don't need a word to the wise. It's a stupid you need to give a word to.
That's what it was.
It was something like that. It was like along
like,
those
dang,
lines.
Hey, you're right, Bill Cosby. You are right.
But, yeah, that is just an excellent video there.
I think when Bill Cosby dies, I think I'm going to go to his funeral.
I think everyone's going to go to his funeral. It's just going to be like a nationwide thing.
Yeah, it's probably going to be on CNN and Fox News and probably ABC too.
We'll probably get the day off from school for that.
They don't even cancel school for snow. But
it wasn't that much snow.
Yeah, you're right.
Just enough to like cause accidents and stuff.
Right. All right, well, yeah, this upcoming week we have a couple games this week. On the 5th, that's tomorrow, the Concordia women's basketball team travels all the way to Dominican. You think they're going to walk?
I would assume no.
Yeah, you're right. There's snow on the ground.
Yeah.
I don't think any sports team walks over to Dominican, which I really want to fight and say, like, they're wasting gas, but I don't care to so much.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it'd be just an inconvenience. I mean, you'd be tired by the time you got there, and
it's not that far.
It's far enough.
These are college athletes.
It's like a mile walk.
It's less than a mile.
I bet you it's about a mile.
Bet you it's around half a mile.
Well, regardless, it's a lot farther than any athlete wants to walk.
That's true. Athletes are lazy.
Yeah, kind of are.
Oh,
weird.
Oh, Adina. Adina's quote, nope. Yep, maybe. Listening to Jay Corder and the Judge on the radio.
That would be my name.
Oh, okay. So she meant to say listening to mine and your radio show.
I think that's what she's referencing.
Yeah. Look at us. Man, athletes. Athletes these days, they don't want to walk a mile.
Yeah, you got to save your energy for the game. I mean,
I guess that makes sense.
Why?
Because if you lose, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, we lost because we walked here.
That'd be the immediate excuse.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they're going to say if the Ravens lost last night. They're going to say
the
power outage, and then the 49ers were won.
That was legitimately the strangest thing I've ever seen in any football game ever.
I was just like, you know, depending on what route you take, I'm sorry, it will take you a mile.
I told you.
That's nuts. I don't believe it. But back to the Super Bowl, I was just like, you know, it's weird.